Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Self-Care with Lee. It's another episode, and today we're going to talk about finances and building your bag. I'm excited to be here. Again, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel Self-Care with Lee. And don't forget to like and comment and download the podcast on all podcast streaming platforms. Welcome back for another Self-Care with Lee episode. Let's get into it, shall we? What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Today we release negativity. Today we gain control over our thoughts, our minds, and our pockets. Today we believe that once we put our vision on paper that things will prosper for us. And today is the day that we're letting go all thoughts of negativity around our success. Our current circumstances will take us to the next level, and we are going to reach our highest potential. You are more than capable of gaining control over your money, your thoughts, and your routine. You have the strength to be the best person you can be. You got this. Breathe in, breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. Being an entrepreneur has taught me so much about money, but also working a 9-to-5 taught me so much that I need to know about savings and making sure that I'm planning for retirement. All of these financial goals that I've had have changed tremendously as I've gotten older. Before, I didn't care about having a 401k. I didn't care about creating a budget. I didn't care about creating a vision board to show where I wanted to be in the next 5 years as far as purchasing a home and, you know, accumulating assets. Finances are so crucial, and I want to stress about how it's a part of self-care. I don't want you to believe that doing facial masks or getting your glam done is all about self-care. It's not. There's so many components to self-care, as I've told you before. There's 12 building blocks. Finance is one of them. Financial, anyway, is an element of self-care. I don't want us to forget that. It's so important because having assets, especially in America, the land of commerce, is important for you to build up your savings account and have money for a rainy day. One of the things I was extremely immature about was saving money. I talked about being impulsive and making impulsive decisions. And one of the ways that impulsivity has impacted my life was through my finances. I will spend money on frivolous things when I needed to save it, or put money into an account where I will not be able to touch it. I want to stress on the things that you need to do as you get older to save up not only for retirement, but for emergencies and or a trip, and still have money left over. I don't want you to rob Peter to pay Paul. That's a saying that my mom used to always use. And it just basically means that you're taking out of another fund to fund something that you don't really necessarily need at the moment. It's not dire. So one of the things that I also want to talk about is just the fear of missing out on activities and doing things like traveling. You have all your life to travel. You have all of your life to do fun things and experience new things, but you must be careful when it comes to your pocket and building your bag. I struggled in the past with spending and just finding my balance with saving and not overspending, or not even overspending, but spending money on things that I didn't need. So one of the things that humbled me real quick was my bank statement. I don't know why I needed a bank statement. I think I was actually going to a NACA event, which is a Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. They help you buy a house with no down payment, et cetera, et cetera. However, I went there with the intentions of just learning more information. I bought my bank statement and I saw that I was spending so much money going out to brunch, going to Starbucks. I mean, recreational activity was crazy. It impacted my savings account a lot because here I am giving myself an allowance that was just way too big, or in my opinion, just not needed. It was unnecessary spending habits. I didn't need to go to Starbucks every day. I didn't need to go to brunch every Saturday. I mean, it was really even tapping into the weekday because I do work from home. So I was going out all the time and not really thinking about it. As long as I was not spending outside of my allowance, I was fine. But then when I saw the bank statement, I'm like, there's no reason. I know how to cook. I know how to make coffee at home. I know how to do these things. Why am I spending like this? So it took me some time to find balance with that and just tell myself, like, the unnecessary spending is not okay. It's not that I, you know, have all this money. I'm not a millionaire. It's you need to learn what's important. And I don't want to ever be without any finances when I am struggling or if I lost my job tomorrow. Like, I want to be okay. So that was one of the things that woke me up. It was a reality check because I was buying, I mean, it wasn't even clothes and, you know, materialistic things. It was food and going out to eat and Starbucks. I mean, I love Starbucks, but I need to be careful on how I'm spending. Maybe allow myself to get Starbucks maybe once a month. So that was what brought me to the techniques that I use now to be a little bit more balanced when it comes to my savings and my financial gains. I just want to make sure that I'm investing in the right things and not overspending and allowing myself a little allowance, because sometimes it's okay to be without. Sometimes it's okay to, you know, cut back on the things that you love because you are building towards something bigger. Like, one of my goals is to buy a house and I want to buy that house. And without me like looking at that bank statement and understanding the things that I was spending money on, I would continue to do that. But because I know I have this goal, this end goal, I have to cut back on my expenses. And it's okay. I'm all right with making my coffee at home. I'm okay with making brunch at home. It might taste a little bit better anyway. But I am biased. That's my own cooking. But I just want to get back on track here and talk about, you know, printing off your bank statements are something that I feel like everybody should do. Every month you get that monthly statement. Just look at your account. Like, look at the things that you are spending money on. I want you to really consider the fact, like, do I need this stuff? Is it necessary? And I am a girl about her self-care, okay? So I totally understand. But is it some things that you can cut back on? Or is there some things that you can consider maybe minimizing the activity a little bit? I mean, your bank statement is something that is recorded and it's something that is useful when you are about to prepare a budget for your year, your month, your week. So let's get into these tips. But before we get into those tips, I do need to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back with more. Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. Hey, you. Are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Welcome back, listeners. And I think we left off right before I give you tips on how to be more intentional about your budget. I do want to let you know that it is totally understandable if you are finding challenges or finding, you know, sticking to a budget very difficult because you're used to doing what you want to do, and that's totally fine. You are free to do what you want to do. I mean, this is the first time we've ever been adults. This is the first time we're able to, you know, really spend our own money without anyone telling us no. So when you are sticking to a budget or when you're creating a budget, you are showing yourself some discipline. You know, you're patting yourself on the hand a little bit, telling yourself to cut back. And sometimes that feels uncomfortable, and I totally understand. So if you're going to, try this out, I want you to understand that it's totally normal for you to feel like this is challenging, difficult, but I don't want you to quit. I want you to be consistent, and I want you to understand your budget. And that is why the first tip is to print off that bank statement every month. Every time you get a statement, go ahead and print it off. Highlight areas of where you see needs opportunity, which means that you see growth there. Like, I can definitely cut back off of this expense. I can definitely stop this expense. You know, look at that bank statement thoroughly each month and then plan your monthly budget. I think that is the more intentional route because the bank statement don't lie. It shows you where you spent your money, how much you spent in one area. So definitely look at it, be intentional about it, and start writing things down. Write down your wants and needs too. That would be my step two. Write down the things that you want, the things that you need. I like to do this on a year basis too as well. Each quarter, I understand like what expenses need to be, you know, spent, especially when it comes to the business like podcast or YouTube or whatever. You know, I want to write that out for the year because I already know, okay, I need Canva. I need, you know, different apps to make sure that the content is being created correctly and it's being shown correctly. So things like that, your requirements for the year, write those down. Your requirements for the month, write those down. As I said before in the Impulsivity podcast, you know, invitations matter. You love to get invited, but you can't attend everything. If it's not on your calendar, baby, don't go send a gift, period. The reason why I'm so adamant about that is because you can say yes until you're broke. Okay. So be careful about where you spend, where you're accepting your invitations. And if you're accepting, you know that you're going somewhere a year from now, write it in your calendar, prepare a budget for it, stack some money away. I have built in my bag, stack money, financial planner. I can send it to you. Just let me know. Send me an email and I'll go ahead and send you that build your bag where you can put a little bit of money in it each month. The goal is $5,000, but you'll have it for events that were unplanned, but you definitely need to go to show your support. I understand that happens. Things happen, but be careful with your budget. Plan on a monthly basis. And again, check that statement and study that statement. Okay. That's step number two. So step one, printing off and reading your bank statements thoroughly. Step two is writing down your wants and your needs and accepting your invitations, putting it on the calendar. Writing things down is step two. You know, it's always going to be around because that's one of the things that I preach on this podcast. And step three is preparing the budget, the money that you're going to allow yourself to spend, your fund money, I like to call it, your savings money, your rainy day funding. You know, those are the three things that matter. Your savings, which is your savings account. I'm not even talking about 401k. These are after tax deductions that I'm speaking on today. These are the things that, you know, the money that's coming to you in your bank account, each deposit. So where are you going? What are you going to put in your savings? What are you going to put in your rainy day fund? And what are you going to put as your allowance for the week? Most of the time, they state that you must have 6 months of expenses, meaning your car note, rent, mortgage, whatever, your light bill, all of that for 6 months. And so that's considered the rainy day fund. So I just want you to understand that these three ways to, you know, split your budget are going to be useful and helpful because it's easier to understand. You know what you need. You know what's required each month. So write those things down. So you're planning your budget based off of those three things: my savings account, my rainy day fund, and my allowance. Step four is my favorite, practicing mindful spending. You can incorporate mindful spending into your self-care routine by being more intentional with your purchases. Ask yourself if an item aligns with your values and brings you to the true satisfaction before you make that purchase. There's so many stores that I have in my phone that I'm a part of their app. You know, I have their app downloaded on my phone. One of the things that I find so fun is building up my shopping cart with things that I want right away, but I do not spend. And then I go in my closet. I'm like, do I need this? And I'll delete and end up not spending anything because I don't need the items. I just wanted to act like I was spending. I don't know how to put it in words. I don't think I'm articulating it well, but I want you to understand that you do not have to spend right away. Just because you want it doesn't mean you have to have it. So if you're going to be intentional about your finances and include this into your self-care routine, I want you to understand that it is totally normal to feel uncomfortable at first. But once you get a hang of it, and once you understand your budget, and once you start that mindful spending, then you'll understand that you are being intentional about your budget, and watch your finance prosper. Watch you gain financially, and you will see things change for you. And it will be the best feeling because you decided to take that risk. You decided to cut back and sacrifice because you know that you have a bigger picture. And I am here for you. I want you to know that you can go on the selfcarewithlee.com website, sign up for our email list. I want to send out these Building My Bag planners, which are just planners to build your finances, just to be more intentional about writing down the things that you need, the things that you want. I am here for you. I also have the savings booklet where you can put money aside for, you know, expenses that were unplanned or expenses, just building enough money for the end of the year. So every week you put money into this booklet and you're saving up, you know, $5,000. That's the goal for the planner and the booklet. So I am really excited for you. I know that your savings is going to be in an abundance. You're going to prosper and you got this. And until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Bye.
Keep it cute, sis. Yeah, stack some checks. Keep it cute, sis. Make some.